Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Daniel is driving tonight on a plane. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Sir Elton bringing this back. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Special treat today, folks. David Heenan's here. David is a great member of our Brain Trust now for almost 14 years. He's an educator, a former executive in corporate America. He's still teaching people. He's teaching at Weeb & Mary, right? You got a Weeb & Mary gig coming up soon, teaching second year global strategies to second year MBAs at Weeb & Mary.
That's right. It's my old alma mater, Jim,
yeah.
By the way.
Having just done 10-year stint with Georgetown, he lives, when he's not doing that, he lives in Hawaii, Honolulu, Hawaii, and which is where he's joining us now. The new book is called Hidden Heroes, Finding Success in the Shadows. We're talking about the unsung heroes, right?
Absolutely. These are folks in the world of entertainment. These are the openers, the backups, the supporting stars that very often toil away in obscurity to try to prop up the careers of their more respective headliners.
I love the old story about Ginger Rogers made every step Fred Astaire made only in heels and backwards, right?
That's exactly right, yeah.
And I tell people that I'm the reason we get invited to go places. My wife is the reason we're getting invited to go back.
Yeah, anybody that's married knows the role of the wife who's definitely not the second banana.
Yeah. So give us an example of one of the great examples of why you thought these people need to be recognized.
Well, because we do live in this starstruck society, celebrity tends to be where the action is. The kudos typically go to the guy at the top or the person at the head of the billboard. And yet again, we know that the real oomph is taking place in the trenches. So the book looks at all sorts of people, like, as I mentioned, backup singers or openers or adjunct professors. Jim, you know, adjunct professors today who tend to be poorly compensated are now teaching almost 65% of all courses at U.S. universities.
Wow.
And they're a neglected, in many cases, abused group of people. But I've got folks from historical life. You remember in World War II, we had a lot of naval aviator blimp pilots. We had about 5,000 of them and 240 blimps flying around the country. Yet, the sex of flying and certainly coming out of Pensacola was to join the carrier fleet and to, fly off carriers with high speed and jet aircraft.
Right.
These guys played an incredibly important role in anti-submarine warfare, in search and rescue, and so forth.
When danger found them, they couldn't run away, could they?
Going 75 miles an hour, they couldn't run away.
Right.
Yeah. So it's those kind of people that don't get the credit, but in our heart, again, we know that. Their contributions are significant.
Well, when I think about, and you, as an educator, you'll appreciate this. In my first three books, every acknowledgement section has included at least two of my teachers.
Sure.
And I call them my long suffering teachers, and most of them are not with us anymore. And I think I know my first grade teachers still can't believe I didn't wind up in prison, but still, I mean, these are people. I like to think about the people on whose shoulders I stand.
Sure.
What do you think? These are the people you're talking about, isn't it?
Absolutely. On the educational front, Jim, in addition to adjunct professors, there's a chapter on community colleges, which for a long time have been the redheaded stepchildren of higher education. Yet, particularly today in terms of affordability, in terms of access to immigrant families or low-income families, there have been an incredible and continue to be, and probably in the future even more so, a lifeline to success. I mean, Tom Hanks, who I interviewed, said, I owe everything in my career to the community college system.
Yeah.
Yet they, you know, they, again, tend to be forgotten in most academic circles.
Well, if they're not, they're at least undervalued, and as you said, they're treated like stepchildren, and in terms of the value, and so you, I think your point is, whenever someone says, "Where's your kid going to college?" If you say, well, they're going to start at a junior college, people, you know, inside they're going, "Oh,"
yeah,
they don't realize it's probably the best thing could happen to the kid.
Yeah, and today, Jim, you know, they've got a lot of bridging programs where you can actually, you know, you start at a community college, but you can collapse that and integrate that experience much faster today in a four-year institution.
Yep.
Of course, you do it on a hell of a lot cheaper basis.
Yep, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you, I would not tell some if the financial part, the grade part, the logistics, whatever other realities in your life means your kid or you have to go to a junior college, I wouldn't blink about that, because that's a great, it can be a great way to start. Hey, David, give us a website, please.
It's www.hiddenheroes-heenan.com.
H-E-E-N-A-N.
Correct.
Is how you spell his last name, folks. Hidden Heroes Dash Heenan, the author's last name, is where you find it. Also on Amazon, wherever books are sold. Hidden Heroes, Finding Success in the Shadows. It's all about the underdogs. It's an uplifting book. You will like it. It's buy two, and you're going to give one away. Tintail, right back with David. Stay with us.
You're marrying music, man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.